The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When things are going well and when things are hard, remember, everything ends. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Julia Christina has a great message for us on how to keep going even when you feel like giving up. Enjoy.
Listen, life gets hard. Fulfilling your goals and dreams is not always as dreamy as it sounds when you first step out of the gate and are all motivated and excited to get going. We all get stuck. We all get worn out. We all lose the sparkle from time to time. But how do we keep going? How do we get back up when we're feeling knocked down? How do we get our mojo back when we're feeling like it has taken a bit of a vacation? Maybe somewhere that we want to go. So today we're going to talk about how to keep going when you feel like giving up, how to get that motivation back, how to spur yourself on when you start to feel like, I don't know about this. I don't know if it's worth it. And when it comes to pursuing and fulfilling our goals and dreams, this is often the biggest thing that gets in our way. This very complicated, very powerful, very complex machine that doesn't come with a manual. And so we need to learn how to override some of the default patterns that our brain does, because oftentimes our brain wants to keep us comfortable. It wants to keep us safe. It wants to keep things easy. And so when things get hard, it will often tell us, don't bother. It's too hard. It's too much work. You can't do it, because it's trying to keep itself comfortable and safe and easy. But that's not what life is. Life is not about staying comfortable and safe and easy. Life is about stepping up and stepping out and having experiences and trying things and experimenting with things and expanding and growing and learning and stretching. And oftentimes this comes through going for goals and dreams. So what do we do when things get hard, when our brain is trying to keep us comfortable, trying to hold us back, trying to get us to throw in the towel? How do we get the motivation to keep going, to keep growing, to keep learning, and to keep stretching, and to keep, in a lot of ways, living? And the first thing that we need to do is we need to be able to reconnect with our why. When our brain starts to tell us it's too hard, it's going to be too much effort, it's going to be too much work, it's more complicated than you thought, reconnect with your why. Why did you have this dream? Why did you have this goal? Why was this important to you in the first place? And for some of you who have these career goals or these business goals or these life goals that you want to accomplish because you want to make a difference in the world, because you want to make an impact, That's an amazing thing, but in all honesty, in some of those moments when it's feeling hard, that's not going to be enough. That's not going to be the thing that gets you up and gets you going again. Sometimes it has to be something a little bit more superficial. Sometimes it has to be, what are you working towards? Are you working towards having more flexibility, having more freedom, being able to take more vacations, having a house that you want, having a car that you want? And yeah, these are really superficial things, but sometimes that's going to be the thing, that more tangible thing, that more sort of superficial momentary thing is going to be the thing that's like, oh yeah, that is something that I do really want. That is something that I want to have within my grasp. And in all honesty, when I first started my private counseling practice, for those of you who run your own business or have your own business, you know that it can mess with your head, that there are ups and downs, that there are backs and forths, that are these seasons of ebb and flow. And it can be really exhausting. It'd be really draining. It'd be really emotional. And sometimes it does. It feels too hard. It's like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. This is too hard on me. But reconnecting with that why. And for me, it was like one of my superficial whys is that I have always wanted to own a house. And for some of you, that's not that big of a deal. You can buy a house where you live. But where I live in Vancouver, where it's one of the most expensive cities in the world, and I love where I live and I love this city, having a house is a big deal. And I was not going to be able to ever afford a house working as a therapist in a clinic for the health board. It just would not be possible. The only way that I could do it was to establish and build and grow my own business. And so that would be my why a lot of the times. I want a house. I really want a house. I want a yard for my kids. And this is going to be, unless I win the lottery, this is going to be the only viable way to get there. So I need to get up and I need to keep going and I need to keep moving forward. The next thing, and this is a big one that I think a lot of us need to really just understand and be okay with. And that's the idea that things get hard and that is normal. Instead of getting all sad about it and like, why is this so hard and why is this so difficult and why is this such a challenge and boo-hoo, I do it too, boo-hoo, why is it so hard? Yeah, it's hard. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Yeah, we run up against obstacles. Yeah, things, we have setbacks. Yeah, things don't always happen as fast as we want or the way that we want them to happen. But why do we have to get so upset about it? Instead of just accepting it, this is part of it. And changing that in our mindset. Instead of thinking it shouldn't be hard or getting upset when it is hard, just being able to say, yep, this is a hard season. This is part of the journey. This is part of that learning and growing and expansion process that sometimes it is difficult. And really just letting ourselves accept that and also remembering that it is temporary, that the easy flow seasons are temporary and that the tougher, more challenging seasons are temporary. It is all temporary and it's all part of it. So we can learn to just let ourselves be in the process and accept the process for what it is. It's going to create a whole lot less drama up in here, and it's going to be a whole lot less discouraging and frustrating if we just acknowledge it as part of it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.